We're broadcasting from Roswell, New Mexico with the UFO Files, and John Greenwald is our guest. Let's talk about that book. What's the name of it again?
Beyond UFO Secrecy.
I like the title.
Thank you.
And it seems like, I guess it's based upon what you've been putting up on your website?
Yeah, what I try and do in the beginning, it's about 280 pages, if my memory serves me well. And in the first 30, 40 pages or so, what I want to do is give a little background of how I got started. Because that's always a frequently asked question is, how did you get started? I was 15 when I started doing this and going head-to-head with agencies like the CIA and the NSA and the Pentagon. And my mom, when I was a sophomore in high school, she would be at home, obviously, and I was at school, and she would start getting phone calls from the CIA and the NSA, not in a threatening level, but they were going to ask questions about my requests. Nothing, like I said, in a threatening nature, but my mom, the first time she got a call was from the CIA, and sure enough, she was a little bit nervous. But I talk about this and kind of how the media latched on to it, because the Black Vault has seen a lot of media attention throughout the years, and because something like this doesn't exist. So that's the first part of the book, but the majority of the book is the actual tracing of the steps throughout the whole government. Talking about how the CIA is involved and what their documents say. Then I go to the NSA, the DIA, all these different agencies.
I guess you actually have taken the same event and gone to different agencies to get different papers and get a different story probably. Sometimes.
Absolutely. And you realize as you're looking at these documents that the term or the phrase that's used, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, that is 100% correct. You know, you find out that some agencies are actually doing the same exact thing at the same exact time with different project names, and they don't even know that they're doing it. You know, and you find that out with the early mind control experiments when the CIA and the Department of the Army was doing the same thing. So, you know, you look at this thing, and it's fascinating.
Well, in fact, I've heard stories about people working a desk away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Working on the same thing and not knowing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I've been told that they've had to forward my request to a separate office and I had to mail it again. Honestly, it was on the same base, the same address, just a different office. They could have got off their desk versus writing me a letter and walked over there and hand delivered it, and they couldn't do it. They had to make me send it again.
Here again, you wonder if all of this is a quest for secrecy or you're just wrapped up in the bureaucratic mess of it all.
Exactly. And that's one thing I've always tried to fight in my own head of, okay, I'm being denied documents, I'm being denied this, but what is it? Is it a lazy paper pusher that happens to have a top secret clearance, but a lazy paper pusher that doesn't want to do the work? Or are we dealing with an actual protocol to say, okay, we do not want you to have this, and this is the game that we're going to play?
Yeah, and it's a little bit of both, probably. Probably many times, and I'm not defending the government at all, but probably the bureaucrat that got your request, it's 4:45, and mm-hmm. he's already worked 15 minutes longer than he should,
right,
and
exactly.
He'd like to go home. So,
exactly.
So the heck with this guy.
Right, and I'm sure that's happened, and I have been written from an unofficial channel, but the guy proved who he was that worked in the Pentagon, and he told me firsthand, I won't give the name, but he had then retired from this FOIA office in the Pentagon and told me, you know, he said, keep at it, kid. And I'll remember that quote probably for the rest of my life. Keep at it, kid. He said, you're making a difference. When the Pentagon would get, and this certain agency in the Pentagon would get, my Freedom of Information Act request, in the beginning, they didn't care. They thought it was cool. Teenage guy was doing this, and then they thought it was great. Then they realized I didn't take their form letters that they send out to people. I didn't take the runaround that they wanted to give me. I kept at it. And he said after time, they would get my letters that would come at 2, 5, or 10 letters at a time. They would just kind of throw it on the desk and go, great, Greenwald's at it again. You know. And he said in the FOIA office in the Pentagon for this agency that my name was pretty much a household name. That they would say, oh, great, it's Greenwald again.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to be. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Exactly. And I think that I found a heck of a lot of grease throughout the years.
Well, we have the kid here, John Greenwald, the household name in the Pentagon. We're talking about you know, the Freedom of Information Act and getting things, and you had an interesting story there. I've heard that some departments in the government really don't have to answer Freedom of Information. Is that true?
That's not true, but there are agencies that are exempt from the Freedom of Information Act.
What's the difference? What do they mean?
Well, by law, any federal agency in the United States government must respond to a Freedom of Information Act request within 10 business days. However, I found the hard way with two installations that they do not accept Freedom of Information Act requests. They're quote-unquote exempt from the law. Number one being the NORAD installation, which happens to be the one place that the United States Air Force, including the FAA, even our commercial airline pilots, which is a different publication in itself, sends all these UFO records to one central office, and that is located at NORAD. How convenient, because that's one of the two agencies that I found out is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, so the law doesn't apply. They can say anything they want, and they're not breaking any laws. The other place that I found out that doesn't accept it is the White House.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So any presidential
request,
exactly, that you want to find out, or the White House does not accept it. Later on, once the documents get transferred to the presidential library, that library itself might accept it. And those librarians and research staff are actually very helpful. But that's kind of a different lecture in itself.
Have you found any evidence of presidential knowledge of UFOs?
Other than what's fairly known in the UFO community, other like Jimmy Carter seeing a UFO himself, trying to gain knowledge of it and was denied access. I heard that Ronald Reagan saw it. Documentation to support all of this, I know Carter's sighting is actually written down when he was a governor, I believe, but I could be wrong on that, but he was a governor at the time, okay. Saw a UFO and actually made a report on it. That documentation is readily available, I'm sure, if you search the internet. I personally do not have a copy of it. One researcher who is a dear friend of mine, one who I respect highly, is Grant Cameron.
Yes, no problem.
And Grant and I have corresponded very much in the past. We actually spent a day at the National Archives together in Washington, D.C. when we both attended the ExCon. He has, I believe his website is presidentialufos.com, if I have that right. You might want to just search Google for Grant Cameron. But his website has a lot of that presidential
material. Yeah, we have a couple of interviews by Grant Cameron posted on our website and a link to it. So
they
can find it there as well. Speaking of finding things, with all these documents, do you have some kind of search window or something you can enter, a word or something, to find your documents? Or how do you navigate your website to find something?
My site itself is laid out. One of the biggest challenges that I was having to encounter was how do you organize 140,000+ pages, and it keeps growing. How I did this was indexes of certain subjects. Once you go into the site, you get these list of subjects. You go into the subject matter, and then it lists into subcategories of exactly what's maybe a UFO sighting, or what I call in the UFO section, raw UFO documents. And then it lists the agency. And you just kind of, it's a clicking thing where you just kind of click through. When you search through it, it searches the indexes, all the indexes, and searches maybe an abstract of the document. So pretty much 99.8% of what you're going to search for can be found through those indexes.
Right. That's probably the best way to do it.
Correct. But sometimes you might just have to start searching through the documents themselves. And that's a tedious task, but the government makes you do it.
Well, that's one of the things researchers like to do, is read those things and find
Absolutely.
Something that nobody else caught.
Mm-hmm. And I love doing that. And I myself have found certain things, but then again, I'll have people that write me that found something themselves that I completely missed, and it really contributed to their research, and even documents that really didn't mean much to me and didn't help my research at all, helped another researcher, and that's what it's all about. And that is one of my biggest intentions with creating the Black Vault and keeping it up to date.
Well, you know, one of the big advantages, I think, and maybe you've reflected on this or not, is that you started when you were a kid, and people in government were aware you were a teenager, and they probably actually were a little more kinder to you in the beginning.
I'm sure they were.
Some probably blew you off because you were a kid.
That's right.
But most of them probably said, "Ah, we'll help this kid out."
Well, the CIA actually did just that. They blew me off. And I had to go to Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is a fantastic senator anyway. And she went to the CIA on my behalf and requested that they respond. And sure enough, they have treated me nicely up until a few months ago. And I'm in need of her assistance yet again, which I'm in the process of getting.
What do you think turned them off this time? What were you looking for?
Well, I've filed in the last 45 to 60 days over 200 FOIA requests to almost every corner of the government. So I'm back at it again.
Okay.
I took a little bit of a hiatus simply because I was involved with other projects. But I'm back at it, and the CIA is now trying to charge me $150 for every letter that I send them, and I'm not guaranteed one result. So I'm in need of Senator Feinstein's help again. I hope she does help me, which I'm sure she will. She's done a great deal for me in the past, and she hopefully will.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. The name of the book again is?
Beyond UFO Secrecy.
And the name of the website is theblackvault.com. John Greenwald, it's been a pleasure. We'll do this
Thank
again
you.
Soon.
Thank you.